For any football junkie, you don't have to watch too much football to realize the evolution that the game has experienced the last several years. You turn on the TV and it seems like every other team is getting to that spread offense, get your athletes out in space, try and get as many plays in as possible. But whatever happened to the old traditional ground and pound football, mano y mano, I'm going to run it down your throats and try and stop me. Well, one play that's a big part of the Pleasantville arsenal, and one that traditionalists will definitely appreciate, is the old classic ISO play, and that comes in as this week's coach's playbook for the Trojans. If the simple run play right up the gut is going to go anywhere, as always, it all starts with the big boys up front. Head coach and offensive coordinator Mac Jorth says there's a lot of moving parts on the line.
So at the point of attack, we man block the front, okay? So if it's an ISO right, our right guard and our right tackle will man the down tackle and the defensive end. And if they're in an odd front where only the tackle and the center are covered and the guard's uncovered, he'll help block back away from the play, so he'll block left in this case of an ISO right. Our center and our backside guard, if it's a 40 front, they'll have a defensive tackle or nose guard kind of on the gap away from the center. Like if it's ISO right, it'll be on the left shoulder of the center. And he and the guard will combo to the backside inside linebacker and try to get them cut off.
Not only does the running back have five big fellas up front taking care of business, but he also has a headhunter leading him up the hole.
Our fullback, in this case, Cale Anthony, who is an absolute road grader. But basically what we have to do then is eyeball that defensive tackle to the play side, because he can be head up on the guard, inside the guard, outside the guard. And wherever he ends up dictates our path to the second level inside linebacker that we're isolating with the fullback. So that fullback wants to get to the play side inside backer and lead block on him. But if the D tackle is out in a three, if he's on the outside shade of the guard, we're going to have to come underneath him in between the guard and the center to get to our linebacker. But if he's down inside, in between the center and the guard, if the D lineman is in between the center and the guard, we'll block down with the guard, and then our fullback can take a little bit more of an outside B-gap path in between the guard and the tackle to get to his linebacker. So both the fullback and the tailback are looking at that, because that kind of dictates their course or their path.
Make no mistake, there's nothing, as they say, sexy about this play. You hand the ball off, you hope to get 3-4 yards at a time and wear down a defense. And, oh, I'm sure Cale Lester doesn't have a problem with it.
24-yard line, 2nd and 2. Handoff goes back up to Lester. He's got a first down. He's still running. Across the 10, 5, and that's going to be a touchdown, Trojans. Pleasantville is on the board right up the middle. Nothing fancy. 23 yards for the Pleasantville strike. Power eye formation for Quentin. He'll hand it off to Lester, trying to go off right tackle. He'll kick it back to the left, and he's in there for a touchdown. How about the vision by Cale Lester? He saw on the backside. He cut it in for the 5-yard touchdown, you know, Ron.
In last week's thrilling come-from-behind victory over Earlham, two of Lester's 3 touchdown runs came via the ISO. And you can bet Earlham knew it was coming, just couldn't stop him.
And when it comes to being hard-headed, the ISO is the greatest example for me of being hard-headed. Like, I don't care what they're in or they know it's coming, we're going to run it and we're going to get a first down on this thing, because it is our bread and butter, what we hang our hat on. Are we able to do it or not? And so, yes, you absolutely should be able to run it when you have a nice stubborn viewpoint like I do on it against anything, whenever, no matter what they're saying, calling, or thinking on the defensive side.
While it's only inevitable that we'll see more and more offenses convert to a spread attack, let's all not forget about the style of play that drew us in as kids. The old ground and pound football, and what better way to represent that than the ISO play. For this week's Coach's Playbook and Football Friday Nights, I'm Cole Cook.